Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. City Hall is not mandating a lockdown in New York City, but there is a recommendation this morning that certain people not leave the house, if at all possible. Glenn Schuck with more on that from City Hall.
This is effective immediately. In fact, the City Health Department is advising older adults and those with underlying health conditions to stay home as much as possible. In fact, they're saying to wear a mask at all times, not just outdoors, but indoors as well, as a precaution. Now, the number really driving these restrictions, 1,100 COVID-19 patients hospitalized in the city, Lee. That's more than double the number from 3 weeks ago, and it's still rising, and the highest figure since June, according to the City Health Commission.
There's one thing that I want to say to all New Yorkers. A risk factor does not alone determine risk. Whether or not you are a senior or have one of these conditions, COVID-19 can infect you. It can cause serious illness and sometimes long-term symptoms, and could spread from you to others who are at even greater risk.
Now, in terms of the statewide numbers, Lee, the positivity rate is just under 5%. Here is the governor.
The numbers are going up. We expected the numbers to go up. My projection is that the numbers will continue to go up through the holiday season.
And according to Andrew Cuomo, 65% of these new cases around the state are being traced to smaller household gatherings. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at City Hall.
Meantime, in Suffolk County, people are not only leaving their homes, they're going to parties, much to the dismay of County Executive Steve Ballone.
We have continued to see, although these are more rare, really egregious violations of the state public health law when it comes to COVID-19, where you have these large gatherings take place.
He gives special mention to a party at an Airbnb in Brookhaven, which reportedly attracted as many as 400 people. And this as the county's test positive rate tops 5%, a figure Ballone calls alarming. Max Public House on Staten Island declared itself an autonomous zone like the kind they had out in Seattle, and therefore not subject to current COVID-19 restrictions. But the sovereignty of this autonomous zone was not recognized by the local constabulary, as John Montone reports this morning.
LA sheriff's officers handcuffed co-owner Danny Presti for serving food and booze inside the bar, which is located within a COVID orange zone. And that had his supporters seeing red.
They're shutting down businesses. This guy's almost claiming bankruptcy.
This man was arrested for trying to earn a living and pay his taxes. That is insanity.
Local activist Scott Labido says it's also un-American.
How do you selective enforcement? You shut everybody down all across the country, or you don't. You don't selective enforce. You have all of these big box businesses that are wide open, making billions of dollars, and these people, if they don't survive, they're going to go to ugly extremes.
Presti has been released, but his supporters are calling on patriots to come out and protest. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
There's a $4 billion hole in the city budget, but the city's independent budget office has some ideas for closing it. These include taxing second homes with a market value of $5 million or more, or condos and co-ops assessed at $300,000 or more, freezing pay for municipal employees, and hiking the price of a city ferry ticket from $275 to $675. The suggestions are just suggestions. Broadway's been dark since the beginning of the pandemic, but it could be back in slightly less than a year, according to Dr. Fauci. That's if enough people get vaccinated.
I think that will be completely dependent on the uptake of vaccines by the people of the country and specifically the people in New York. Since New York has many tourists, it probably is going to be the entire country.
So if enough people get vaccinated, and that would be 75 to 80% of the population, according to Fauci, Broadway could get back to normal by early next fall, maybe even the end of summer. Dr. Fauci talked to NBC4. They'll light up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tonight as usual. What won't be usual is that the lighting ceremony will be closed to the public. Matthew Morrison, however, will be allowed to be there to perform.
People at home will probably still get the beauty of it and the Christmas spirit of it. And it's going to be a holy night.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.